reminder, Kurt, you sent me so many documents, I got the wrong list. We've downloaded it. We've got it ready to start on the deep dive next segment. But right now, getting back into the world economy, where the planet is right now, your predictions of silver and gold have surpassed, actually, so you underestimated. Please continue.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's, I always like to underestimate, right? Because I'd rather underpromise and overdeliver. And, you know, you'll see analysts and whatever, they say, oh, silver's going to hit $650 to $2,500 an ounce. If it does, that's amazing. But I just look at historical patterns and look at the trends. And the last time we kind of had a short squeeze in supply and demand discrepancies was in about 2010, 2011 timeframe. And silver went from $12 to $48 an ounce, Alex, literally in 6 months. And so you just multiply that out to today. You know, we're starting at around 25 when this started. So that could bring us to 75 to 100 just on historical patterns. But here's the thing. The world is so much worse right now. We have more debt. We have more uncertainty. We have more turbulence. We have the BRICS nations, which we didn't have before. Right. So as you look at that, all that's taking demand away from the dollar. The feds, the Federal Reserve, the Treasury, they are forced to print money like there's no tomorrow, right? So here's where, you know, we can actually look at some of the economic collapse that's happening that's causing gold and silver to go up, right? So if you look at what Biden said in the debate, obviously we couldn't understand most of it, right? But the gist of it was, we've done a great job and we're winning the war against inflation. And look at the amazing things that Bidenomics has done, and people are working and wages are up. No, none of that is true. None of it was true. Right. So there was this article that I was reading this morning. And here's the thing. You and I have been talking about this. We've been ahead of the curve. And this is one of those points in time where I hate to be right, but I'm glad that we were right. Right. Because I don't like talking about the bad news. I don't like talking about the things that are happening in the economy, but at least we're warning people. And that's where I'm glad that we're right. Right. So I've talked on your show for the last 8 months about how we're in a recession. We've been in a recession since COVID. A recession technically is two quarters of declining output and production. Right. And so have we been in two quarters of decline? Yes, we've had quarter after quarter after quarter of declining stuff. Now, when you compare that to inflation, we're really behind the eight ball. Well, now, this is what's interesting, and I don't know the reason why, right? But ever since the debate, when Biden completely botched it against Trump, right? It's like now the top Democrats are actually pushing for him to be pushed out. And they want somebody new to come in. We talked about that on the last show that we did together. But here's where now the talking points on the economy are starting to change. Because now economists and mainstream media and Wall Street, they're all starting to say, this economy is heading south. This isn't so good. Now, is it because, and they're actually starting to say gold and silver are amazing things. Is it because these Wall Street types and these hedge funds want to boost their returns on their portfolio with gold and silver that are doing amazing? Maybe so. Or is it now that they're starting to discredit Biden and they're saying, you know, the economy stinks, but we should go into gold and silver because they want somebody else to replace him? I don't know the answer to that question, but what I do know is the result is the exact same one. And when you have more demand for gold and silver because now mainstream media is starting to promote it for whatever reason.
Hold on, stay there. That was my next question. Like Bloomberg, gold's exploding, silver's exploding. We're going to come back. I'm going to give you the floor like I just did. And then we have the documents now. I want you to roll through what you were saying earlier.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system. But sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa here.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, I want listeners to know that we're no brag, we're just fact. And I've got the top silver dealer in the United States, Dr. Kirk Elliott, PhD, 25 years with his business. I've known about him for 25 years, and I did not have a sponsor for gold and silver for 11 or 12 years because I couldn't find a reputable one. It's a great thing to be involved in, especially now in a bull market, but I'd sign a deal, and they'd say, we're going to sell bullion with a small markup to pay our bills. I'd said, great. I was good for 10%. That, you got to pay your bills. And they would immediately sell them numismatic stuff with, you know, 50%, 100% above it. I was like, do not do that. I said, if you want to pitch people some collectible coin because it's pretty and it might someday be worth something more, do it, but do not do it. So that's why no gold or silver sponsors for 11 or 12 years. You'd see one a few times for like a week and I'd catch him lying to me. I had contracts. I'd say, done. You're done. So to me, yeah, it supports us. Yeah, Kirk's a great sponsor. But to me, this is such a no-brainer. It's so frustrating. It's like you're in the middle of the Sahara Desert. You're riding a camel. You've not hit an oasis in 3 days. The camel's hump's all sagging out of water. You're out of water. There's a big, beautiful oasis with birds and stuff, you know, drinking out of the water. You know it's good water, and you don't fill up your canteens. You don't take a bath. You're crazy. But I get why you don't, because anything good, when you're out there having your picnic at the park and you're cooking all this great food, the flies come. And so I'm not here to attack competition. The competition doing bad silver and gold deals hurts us. Everybody should be in this. We're not exposing them because we're in competition with them. We're in competition against their corruption because we don't want that hung around our neck. Because everybody's, a lot of you have been listening for decades. Have you heard a gold or silver sponsor here in 11, 12 years? Because I couldn't find one, folks. It's the best thing to be in. You could have been buying for 10, 12 years. You'd be tripling your money right now. But because I couldn't find an honest broker, you have not had it. Literally an answer of prayer. About a year and a half ago, I started praying saying, I need a gold and silver sponsor. This is not a joke. I was like, God, this is such a great deal. And I was like, it was hiding in plain view. Why didn't I go to Kirk Elliott? Because I wasn't doing my own research. I was just praying into the ether it would happen. So finish up your point that you were trying to make before the break. And then let's get into, because earlier, not your fault, not our fault. We, for some reason, pulled up last week's list of documents you sent us. We've got the new one. Let the buyer beware, not all precious metals are created equal. And you sent us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 articles. I want you to spend some time walking through this because we're not crap talkers. As conservatives, we're a little extreme to the other side. We won't talk crap because, again, Kirk said it 40 minutes ago. We don't judge ourselves off of talking crap about somebody else. We judge ourselves according to our performance. But you reach a time when stuff is so ridiculous, you've got to expose it because you become an accomplice if you don't. So finish your point, and then you've got the floor. Walk through this.
Yep. So we've got now got mainstream media that's actually starting to promote gold and silver, and it's the weirdest thing because I haven't seen that ever. I've just really never
Bloomberg,
seen that.
Bloomberg, gold exploding, silver exploding, yeah. The new market. What is that?
Yeah, so one of two things, Alex, and I don't know exactly what it, but each one of them, different reasons why, comes up with the same end result, right? So it could be that you've got Wall Street that's saying, "What we need to pad our hedge funds and our portfolios, and gold and silver is doing amazing. Because look, silver was $1,191 3.5 years ago. Today, it's almost $31. It's like, that's amazing gains. Gold is near all-time highs. So maybe they're just trying to pad their returns on their funds because they need to. Or here's where, you know, after the debacle of a debate that Biden had against Trump, right, maybe the top Democrats on the leftist movement are saying, for the first time ever, we need to actually discredit the economy under Biden because we want to replace him with somebody new, somebody younger, somebody that can talk, right? And so now all of a sudden, you know, the economy's bad and gold and silver do really well in kind of bad economies, right? You're starting to see these headlines of different analysts.
No, I agree. They're trying to get ahead of what they already know is happening.
Yeah, that's 100%, right? So I don't know which one of those stories is true, but it doesn't matter which one is true because the end result is the same, and that's more demand for something that's in limited supply, and the prices go up, Alex. So now, because of this, we for the first time have the coordinated effort, I should say, of the fundamentals of gold and silver and what causes it to move, with now mainstream media starting to come in concert with that, and that's going to cause the prices to go up. So now, because you're going to have a lot more attention on gold and silver, this is where you need to let the buyer beware. And I don't care about competition. I couldn't care less, actually. All I want to do is help.
Wouldn't
people,
you rather it be a reputable industry? That would be better for everybody than gold and silver takes over.
Yeah, then I wouldn't have to care. Then no matter who you are and what show you're watching and what dealer you're dealing with, I know that you're going to get good stuff, right? But that's not the case
because
right
now.
Because
you know, so, even though you're a legitimate company, this witch hunt that's about to happen based on real problems is going to blow back on us.
Oh, yeah, it always does because this is an industry-wide thing that they're after, right? When you're a regulator at the CFTC or some state agency or whatever, you don't know what you don't know, right? You assume that everybody is a shady shyster like the ones that they're going after. They don't know that some companies are really good. You know, everybody gets lumped together. It's like the stereotype, right? So this, when I had warned on your show a couple months ago, whenever it was, that, hey, I think this overregulation is coming, part of to me, it's common sense because gold and silver are one of the last unregulated industries on the planet, right? It's just like
we were at dinner 2 months ago at Liberty Tortilla. It was 2 months ago. You were on that day, so we'll find the date. And you said, it's so hot, it's so good, and these people are doing scams. We've got to figure out a way to expose it without sounding like, you know, chumps that are jealous, but I'm really worried that they're going to mess up this good thing for the public.
Yeah, they want, the government wants to overregulate everything, right? We all know that, and this is an unregulated industry, so they want to find a way to try to regulate it. Well, what a better way to start doing it than to expose a bunch of shady companies? And so that's where, yeah, this needs regulation. It's like, so this is the bad thing. One bad apple spoils the whole bucket of apples, right? So this goes back to September 25th of 2020, this article from the CFTC website. You know, them and 30 states, this isn't small, Alex, 30 states are charging an L.A. precious metals dealer in an ongoing $185 million fraud targeting the elderly. So in this, it doesn't matter who the companies are. I want to go over the basis of what they're looking at. Number one, the precious metals dealer. Number two, targeting the elderly. Number three, overcharging. Right, like 300% over spot. It's like three times. Are you joking me? Yes, those companies are out there. So to me, that's an absolute highway robbery. It's a ripoff. I haven't seen people ever recover from those kind of premiums ever. So this is where let the buyer beware, right? So again, they target the elderly. They overcharge for something that they shouldn't overcharge on. They're generally lying about the commissions who in their right mind would say, yeah, this sounds like a good deal, paying three times what I should for something. It's like, no, that's not a good deal. So therefore, they're probably lying about stuff, right? So
let's be clear. They can check with you every day the wholesale price, 8% for your analysis, your help. working with them, and no charge when you sell it. That is invaluable. So you are the best place. That's why you're number one. That's why I'm saying,
I'm literally selling
snow cones in hell here. This is a no-brainer, people.
Yeah. So we don't, I mean, it is. It's just 8% over wholesale, 0% when you liquidate. Now, the second article on there is talking about, this is more, it wasn't 2 years ago.
Company that overcharges and targets seniors, conservatives under federal investigation.
Yep. So again, the same thing holds true. Targeting conservatives. Conservatives tend to like gold and silver more than the liberals do, right? It's just reality. And so here's where they're targeting seniors, the elderly, conservatives with overpriced stuff. The same things are holding true as the first story, right? So this is let the buyer beware. Just because there is a dealer that's advertising on your favorite podcast, your favorite internet show, whatever it is, doesn't necessarily mean that they're good. I mean, you looked around for a long time, Alex, before you found somebody that you trusted. A lot of people, they don't have that as the answer.
No, it's like when they asked Tony Montana at the end of Scarface to kill kids. No women, no kids. I ain't doing nothing hurts people. Like what's frustrated me is, why can't I find an honest person?
So I don't know. But then this third one is from my state in Colorado. So the Colorado Division of Securities joins with the CFTC. See, what we're seeing here is state regulators teaming up with the feds to try to stop something in an industry that they don't understand that they want to stop. They want to regulate, right? So what are they targeting? Nationwide precious metals IRA bullion coin scheme that solicited more than $185 million and defrauded senior investors again. So what did they do? They preyed on older Coloradans other than using, they used fear of economic uncertainty. So this is a thing. The world is a scary place to begin with, right? You don't have to sensationalize it like what you and I, we just talk about the news, we talk about the headlines, but then we give a logical response that brings hope into a situation where people think, oh my word, the foundations around us are eroding. What are we going to do?
And how much has silver and gold gone up in the last 2 years? So it's not like, we're not like giving somebody a hope, we're giving them something that's been a proven solution, which is where I want to be. I want the most accurate news. I want to be known as the guy that tells the truth. I want to be known as the guy that brings people the best products. That's who I want to be. I don't want to be the Joe Scarborough that says Joe Biden's the smartest he's ever been. I don't want to be that. Here's Joe Scarborough. I'm the opposite.
Yeah. So here's where different companies have different tactics to sell their stuff, right? So fear is one of them. Now, And sometimes it's logic, sometimes it's just the investment, sometimes it's all the story, right? But the end result is they get in trouble when they overcharge, period, right? It doesn't matter if you're targeting seniors or people in college or anything. When you overcharge, and you're going to start to get in trouble that way. And this is the common theme behind all of these stories. Now, the next one is from the CFTC website. Again, the CFTC charges a precious metals dealer and their owner in a multi-million dollar fraud targeting the elderly again, right? So these have been going on for a while. And this is the story that we had just talked about two times ago, the more current one. This has been under investigation for a couple of years, right? And I guarantee you, the show hosts that these people are on, they didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, we can name those hosts. They're good people. That's why I'm literally going to start calling them and saying, go with Kirk Elliott. Like, stop it. Like, you can charge people a basic fee. It's totally reasonable. They get it. They can sell it back for nothing. Stop it. Like, we need to eradicate the fraudsters, because the whole future is gold and silver. You can see it.
Yeah. I mean, they simply don't know what they don't know. They don't know that some of these places are wolves in sheep's clothing, you know, defrauding seniors out of there. I mean, they would never do that. These are amazing people, the tips of the spear, helping people promote freedom and freedom of speech and protect our freedoms moving forward and get America back to where it was.
But this is an Achilles heel to discredit gold and silver while the globalists buy it all up. governments, universities, institutions, billionaires, they want to discredit it for the general public. They're going to use these bad guys.
Yeah, absolutely they will. And so the next one, this one goes back to 2017. So this is a little bit older, but here's where it starts to get even more squirrely. So this company would actually, I've known of this company for quite some time. They'd say, oh, we're going to offer you free storage of your metals. Storage costs something, right? It's like nobody gets anything for free, right? So storage costs something, but they had this program. It was a trading program where they leveraged people's assets, and mathematically it was impossible for the investor to ever make any money. Impossible, right? So when they're taking your money and they're in this trading account and they're selling back and forth, making profits on it, and the customer is never going to make any money, and they got people in by saying, oh, we're not going to charge you very much. It's like, well, of course they're not going to charge very much if they can oversell the same thing a bajillion times and they're not charging for the storage.
So that's the original Rothschild 400 years ago in Munich, where they would have, you'd store your gold or silver there, but they would leverage it out 10 times.
Yeah, absolutely. So those stories exist. Now, the next one is the most egregious of all of them on this list, right? And so this company was basically a Ponzi scheme. So the next company on the list, so what were they doing? They actually went to the extent of setting up their own fake self-directed IRA custodian to receive, you know, rollovers. And they weren't ever buying anything for them. The IRA custodian was fake from the jump. They were just using the rollover funds and buying houses or property or boats or whatever they were going to buy. Complete Ponzi scheme, right? Absolute fraud. And so this is where I do actually want to make a distinction between us and other people is the people that I use for these outside third-party vendors. The depository, we use the Texas Precious Metals Depository. I will say their names because they're amazing vendors that I've vetted. You know, 100% insurance coverage through Lloyd's of London, unlike FDIC or SIPC, singularly owned. They don't have a right or a claim to the assets. They're called a bailee, which means they're just storing the stuff for you. They don't have a right or a claim to it. Three, it's segregated storage. You actually have your own box in the depository, right? And my team has negotiated very low storage fees for segregated storage. It's incredible,
and
right?
The point is, you're not in control of that. So you have the 4.7, 4.9, depending on the rating service. You're the place to go. It's a no-brainer. Folks need silver and gold. It's the place to be. It's the smartest bet right now. And they need to go with Kirk Elliott Precious Metals right now. People need to do it. And I feel so good about finally having a top-rated company that's totally trusted. It makes me so mad to know that other companies don't do what you did. That's why you're number one, because for 25 years you haven't screwed people and you've slowly built this rapport, and it makes me so mad at the bad guys, because I get it. I mean, I would not sit there and tell anybody into silver and gold because it's such a great investment and such a great protection, but it's full of sharks.
It is full of sharks. I mean, even the IRA custodian that we use, I've used them for a long, long time, right? And so they've been around, but they're not us. This is the key. If a dealer is telling you, we're going to store your metals for free and they are their own IRA custodian, you should head for the hills, right? Because there's accountability with separation of duties, right? This is why the government, established separation of powers, right? So third-party IRA custodian, we use a company called Strata Trust Company at the depository, Texas Precious Metals Depository, and we're just the broker that puts it all together. I don't even have an inventory. We deal directly with the depository. You drop ship.
You're
from
about
there.
Giving somebody a good deal. So how do they call you? What do they do? I'm going to come back and cover all the other news you sent me on the world and the dollar and Russia and China and petrodollar. This is so huge coming up. And I wanted you today, which you never do, to do a hard plug because you're a great sponsor. And I really believe people getting silver from you right now. Like you said, don't get gold yet because silver has the most to grow. Go back to this briefly, though. What is silver up in 2-3 years? What is gold up?
So gold is probably up a good 30%. I mean, I don't know the numbers for gold exactly because I'm not actually promoting gold right now. It's silver is doing so much better. So you look at where silver was, Alex, just about 3.5 months ago, it's gone from 22 to almost 31 in 3.5 months. I mean, that's well over 35%. That would be incredible for a year of returns, but it's been in 3.5 months. You go back 3.5 years and silver's up what? Silver's up from 1191 to almost 31. That is incredible return over that time. Now, people will say, and they'll say, well, Kirk, you're overlooking. Silver is actually down from like 2011 when it hit 48. It's like, sure, it is. But I haven't been in silver the whole time. There's time and place for everything. From 2002 until about 2007, we were in gold. From 7 to 11, we were in silver. From 11 to 20, we were in gold. And then 20 till now, we're in silver.
Yeah, you're telling people the best investment now. And any person with a brain knows silver's the place to be right now.
Yeah, 100%. It's outperforming gold by a huge factor. I mean, just last Friday, you know, gold was up probably 1.5%. Silver was up almost 3%. It's like, this is incredible, right? It's almost doubling the rate of growth of gold. So therefore, when they're equally as safe, we allocate into the one that's doing better. It's not that you strip the emotion out of the decision when you look at it.
And you were saying silver has much more to grow compared to gold.
Yeah, and there's extra demand for silver that you don't have for gold. Gold is a financial metal, responds to political chaos, uncertainty, turbulence, unsustainable debt. Silver is a manufacturing metal. It's used for industrial purposes as well, like electric vehicles and aerospace industry and military applications and electronics. And so all of those things are in high demand right now. So even, here's the thing, even in one of the most sluggish global economies that we've seen in over 50 years, the demand for silver is off the charts.
Look, people are totally insane if they don't invest in silver as just a hedge against inflation. And I would say it's obviously going to grow. I can't guarantee that, but I think that's a no-brainer. Personally, I would say it's a guarantee with this inflation. Conservatively, your own personal opinion, we're not guaranteeing this, but where do you think silver is in 1 year?
No guarantees in this.
Yeah, because if Trump gets in, it won't go up as much.
I would guess we're at $50 plus in the next 12 months. Now, what could accelerate that is complete, absolute mayhem during the election, right? We're seeing mayhem in France, right? It's like the conservatives should have won in France, right? But, oh, how in the world were they so far ahead? And then all of a sudden at the polls, they lost. We saw that last time here, right? So there's this onslaught against conservatives. And we're going to go over that when we go over some of the current economic news. But those kind of news stories and fundamental forces driving the economy cause gold and silver to go up. So it's not that it's always the best investment, the greatest thing since sliced bread, but it sure is right now, in my opinion.
And you're the place to get it, folks. I put my name behind only the best. You need to go to kmbm.com/gold or call 720-605-3900. Paul Kirk Elliott, the representative, is now. Get into silver now. It is, I believe, personally the safest bet, and he's the best company. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
If, by Rudyard Kipling, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on, if you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Back down. Hey, baby. There ain't no easy way.
Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black?
Always talk about how I don't have the black support. Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch. Watch.
I got a lot of, I got hairy legs that turn, that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black?
Well, Biden won't back down. He says he's staying in.
Well, I won't back down.
That'll make the circus 10 times crazier.
No, I won't back down.
You can stand me up.
You can stand me up.
At the gates of hell. But I won't back down.
Gonna stand my ground.
Won't be turned around.
Won't be turned around.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Gonna stand my ground. And I won't back down.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. There ain't no easy way.
So a lot of listeners tune into this show because I could sit here and plug vitamins, which are great for you, and water filters for 30, 40 minutes straight. Never do that. Those are great. You can get them anywhere. Ours are great. You can get them places. It's great. But when I've got something that I know is a great company and a great record, and it's the surest thing out there, I am so pissed to watch the big billionaires buying up the silver and gold and the Chinese communists and the Russians and the UN and the University of Texas, and then they're demonizing it in the news. To me, it just pisses me off because I want to beat the cashless society. I want to beat the mark of the beast. That's why I promote Amish and farmers and land and people, gardeners, anything, the family, anything that goes against them, I promote. And it's such a no-brainer. So Dr. Kirk Elliott usually comes on and he covers news for an hour and does like a one-minute plug for his company at the end. But he's a great sponsor and it's a great product, and you need silver now, and he's the place to get it. So go to KEPM.com/gold, KEPM, that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, or call 720-605-3900, because whether you buy one round of silver or 100, it is the smartest move in my view. It's not perfect, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. All right, shifting gears out of that, the time we have, and I'm glad you actually talked about your business, what's happening. We warn people today because it's so disgusting what's going on. It's our job to do it or we be complicit. Let's shift gears back to the big list you sent me of all of the financial news that is taking place and what's happening with the dollar, what's happening with inflation, what's happening with the world. Because I hope Trump gets in. I think he will. He's being handed a hand grenade with the pin pulled out. But so I think there's still inflation with Trump. Biden gets in, I think it's basically Weimar Republic style. So in the 25 minutes we have left live, Doc, you've got the floor to talk about all these other articles.
Yeah, so this was kind of fun for me to do research this weekend when we had a few days off. But we've been talking a lot, Alex, about central bank digital currency. You know, over the last 8 months, it is the thing that's going to eliminate our freedoms more than anything I think that this country has ever seen, because it's the ability to cut you off from buying or selling based on your digital social profile, your social credit score, and your ideology, right? So now, though, this article that I read, I'm connecting some dots. I mean, this wasn't about CBDC, but it has everything to do with CBDC. So Aidan Gomez, he helped invent the transformer at Google. Now he's talking about how generative AI is going to accelerate profits for businesses, right? It's like, of course it will. When you can have, and you shared an article with me, it was like 165 pages, and I was reading it. It's like, holy cow, this is like one of the scariest, you know, research publications I've ever read.
Tucker Carlson sent me that AI report.
Yeah, it was wild. So basically the gist of it in a nutshell is when ChatGPT started, it was at kindergarten level. That was 6 years ago, right? So then in 4 years, it had moved from kindergarten level, where you would ask it something, it couldn't even come back with a coherent sentence, to then in 4 years, it went to like senior high level intelligence. Now, the next 4 years, that's going to double again. So you're going to have postgraduate level intelligence by the year 2027. So what's that's going to mean is computers will ultimately be what Kurzweil said that they were, you know, the chief information officer, the guy at Google who basically started talking about singularity and the convergence of man and machine and how machines were going to overpower humans in intelligence, right, and replace them. Well, we're probably going to be there by 2027. So what this means for companies is they don't have to hire people. They don't have lawsuits. They don't have HR benefits. They don't have salaries, right? And so, of course, it's going to make companies more profitable. Here's where this applies to CBDCs, because the more businesses adapt into generative AI and this artificial intelligence, the more profitable these businesses are, it's going to accelerate the development of the technology, which is going to be used for bad, right? It absolutely is. It's going to be able to be what determines your unified ledger. It's going to be
so the whole future is going to be what human anti-technology reservations are left. And that's the thing. They're admitting all the nuclear power plants, all the power has to go to AI now. We can't have any power. It's bad for the Earth. But AI can have all the carbon power at once. I mean, this is a race.
It's a race. But what we're seeing is you can't know somebody in instant time what they're spending on and apply that to their social credit score, digital social profile without this AI. So this is what's going to accelerate us down that path really, really quickly. Now, we've also got which go towards CBDCs, but the story isn't about it, is Russia. So, I was talking to Laura Logan last week, amazing investigative journalist, right? And she was doing some research on BRICS and we were talking about it. And, BRICS started up as a way to stop sanctions against those individual countries. So when you think about it, Alex, it's like if you have an economic sanction against a country, it could be devastating. But if you have now this group of countries like the BRICS nations and there's an economic sanction against Russia, well, now that you've got this consortium of countries that are all banding together, kind of like the European Union, right? It makes the devastating impact of that sanction less because it's now against the aggregate of those countries, right? So here's where you look back, just a quick little step back in history, Biden's economic sanctions on Russia. And I'm not saying that I disagree with economic sanctions. In a time of war, right, that's a way for a country to economically devastate its opponent. I'm not saying that sanctions are a bad thing. I'm saying you better know your audience and you better read the room, Biden, before you put sanctions on somebody, because it's not a little banana republic that produces pineapples and cigars and sugarcane. We're talking about Russia with a kind of off the rails leader who produces most of the raw materials in the world, right? They produce aluminum and coal and steel and oil and gas and gold. And so, I mean, they're a big, huge, basically builder of the commodities and that we need for manufacturing. So when you put sanctions on them, it's going to tick him off, right? So every time a sanction is done, it's going to tick off Putin even more. So the first one was kicking him out of the SWIFT system to starve out the population of Russia. It's like no more wires for you internationally. Then 3 weeks ago, 300 more economic sanctions were placed on Russia. That ticked him off even further. Then 4 or 5 days ago, we had actually the sanctions that were not against Russia, but against the financial institutions or businesses that support did it.
Let me stop you. Again, we got to get the crew on this because that's what really impresses people. Because listeners tuning in and out. You said like 4 or 5 months ago they're going to intensify sanctions. You predicted it. That'll drive it away into BRICS. But the globalists know that. So it's a higher level. There's a group trying to actually kill the dollar. They're like manipulated the U.S. into this, I think.
I agree. And Putin is the one who wants to de-dollarize the world, right? So here's where Putin sadly doesn't have to work all that hard to de-dollarize the world. Why? Because Biden's already doing it. When he prints money like there's no tomorrow, and when he raises taxes and unemployment's skyrocketing, that is de-dollarizing the world because of his policy.
And Putin's like, have more kids, ban the leftist agenda, have organic farming. He's digging in.
Well, Putin's got to be sitting back, Alex, thinking, sweet. I wanted to de-dollarize the world, and I don't have to work as hard because look at their dumb president. Look what he's doing, diminishing the value of the dollar.
So bottom line, what does that do to the dollar?
Okay, it's going to destroy its value, right? So when they de-dollarize the world, there's no built-in demand for the dollar. We're going to have to print our way out of everything. Out of every stimulus, out of every debt ceiling raise.
But Trump could turn that around. So how bad is it, your predictions? It's a prognosis. You're not, we're not going to hold you to it, but just your dead reckoning, your opinion. If Biden gets in, how bad is it versus Trump?
Well, I think Trump ultimately grows the economy, right? Now, I don't know if he can get the reserve currency.
By the way, Bloomberg just put out a big prospectus. They've been basically 100% against Trump. Wall Street's not been betting on him. Now they're shifting in a big Bloomberg article admitting Wall Street's preparing for a Trump presidency.
Yeah, I mean, as they should. See, but here's where I don't know if we get our reserve currency status back ever. I don't care if it's Trump. He's amazing. The best president I think that we've had.
Yeah, ever. The globalists want to take it away from America. They're going to use China and Russia to cause the schism, and they won't get to power either. It'll be some new thing they bring in.
Yeah, see, the BRICS nations are 50% of the world's population right now, headed towards 70 or 80. They're not going to give up the reserve currency status when they get it. But what Trump can do is actually start growing our economy, bring jobs back to America through policy, and therefore
we're not going to be as... Well, that's what Wall Street said. They said there'll be an American boom under Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're not going to be as reliant on other currencies investing in our U.S. treasuries, right? Because I think those days are done. But Trump will grow the economy by bringing jobs back, and jobs always follow manufacturing. So manufacturing is going to come back to America. Now, these sanctions, knowing your audience, right, reading the room, which is Biden can't do, well, Russia is contemplating right now legalizing cryptocurrency for international payments to avoid the sanctions. So here's where, not related to CBDC, right, but okay, we've got these economic sanctions. The Bank of China, the Russian branch, is going to cease operations in Russia. They already did because they don't want to be shut down by economic sanctions. So what is Putin doing? Because he's probably a really good chess player and playing a few steps ahead every step, he said, okay, let's start contemplating using cryptocurrency, decentralized blockchain for international payments. That way we don't have to use the currency. We can get out of these sanctions that the West keeps placing on us. Well, what does that do? It builds demand and messaging for cryptocurrency, which is what's going to be needed for central bank digital currency to have full adaptation and support by the public.
But in the real world, elites are moving into silver and gold. I'm not against crypto. I'm just saying it's a balance. Since you mentioned AI, here is 1982, the original Tron, quick clip, where this executive is taking over this company and plans to take over the world with this AI. Shows how powerful humans are. They wrote this in the 80s. It's come true now. And the robot says, I'm thousands of times smarter than I was this morning. You're my slave now. I'm going to frame you for your stock scams. This is literally them building their own destruction. Here it is.
I programmed you to want too much.
I was planning to hit the Pentagon next week.
Pentagon?
It shouldn't be any harder than any other big company. But now this is what I get for using humans.
Now, wait a minute. I wrote you.
I've gotten 2,415 times smarter since then.
What do you want with the Pentagon?
The same thing I want with the Kremlin. I'm bored with corporations. With the information I can access, I can run things 900 to 1,200 times better than any human.
If you think you're superior to us...
You wouldn't want me to dig up Flynn's file and read it up on a VDT at the Times, would you?
You wouldn't dare.
So it's humans using AI to blackmail, but soon it'll just be AI.
Soon it'll just be AI, right? And so I agree. And part of what this is, what you need AI for central bank digital currencies to exist, right? To have that instantaneous identification of every transaction so you can, in real time, determine, are we going to allow this purchase or sell, or are we going to disallow it, right? So part of what your digital social profile and social credit score is your ideology, right? And the globalists want everybody to go lockstep in formation with them, and they're against anybody who's against them, right? And so you sent me an article this weekend about this bank in Germany. This was really interesting because it doesn't take much. Literally, this is the scary part about this article that I don't know if most people saw.
Well, the biggest banks in Germany says the most popular party in Germany, we're just banning them having bank accounts.
Absolutely.
That's the social credit score.
Because of their social credit score. So the bank, Berliner Volksbank, they closed the donation account of the right-wing anti-globalist opposition party called Alternative for Deutschland, AFD. So what? But why? Because of a petition by a group called the Grandmothers Against the Right. They got 30,000 votes that said, hey, bank, you shouldn't actually allow them to
That's
do donations.
That's democratizing because... censorship. That's so tyranny. Yes. That's tyranny. That's mob rule.
Absolutely. Yeah, just like what they did with the truckers, right? Just like they did with Family Research Council back, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, whenever it was.
When the Southern Poverty Law Center had it shot up.
Absolutely. So we're starting to see this, but now it took one step further over the weekend. It got worse. So the AFD party, not only was their donation account shut down, and a political party, the largest conservative political party in Germany, is forced to using PayPal for donations. Well, that's probably not going to last very long, right? So then what just happened? So that same group that was debanked, now the high court in Germany said, anybody that's involved with this AFD group can't own guns. It's like, what? How quickly, Alex, things can spin out of control.
The digital gulag is being spun up in front of us.
Yeah.
People say, who cares about Germany? Whatever's done in Australia, Germany, the UK comes here.
Yes, it does. And we've already seen the truckers in Canada, right? We've seen a lot of these things right underneath our nose, and people just gloss over it as like, oh, that's not in America. We don't have to worry about that. These are socialist countries.
Bottom
anyways.
Line, we got to create our own economic systems, our own banking, our own food. It's happening now. This is the future.
Yeah. And so to me, these kind of stories are alarming in the sense of it can easily happen here because it already is. Remember back during Obama's time, Lois Lerner, you know, the head of the IRS, she was shutting down the clergy from actually speaking truth from the pulpit because the fear then was we don't want to lose our 501c3 status. We need to basically the donations to be tax deductible, or else people are not going to donate to church, right? Well, if people donate to a church for the tax deduction, shame on them. They should give because they love to give, right? But yet it is reality. I get it. It's human nature, you know? And so she wanted to shut them down. And this is what I did. I did a documentary on this. It was my dissertation for my PhD, in theology. It was called 300 Million Slaves, right? Basically, if we don't wake up and stand for truth, and it was a rallying cry for the clergy to speak the truth from the pulpit, you don't have to be afraid. And sure enough, none of these pastors got their 501c3 status taken away from back
then.
No,
it's
then,
all
but they
an
were
intimidation, and we give in, and something 1,000 times worse happens. We fight back, we get freedom. So in closing, because you never do this, today you finally did it. You're the place to get silver. You're the place to get gold. You don't push gold. I get it because silver's the best deal. People need to call you, quick consultation, talk to them. You're ready to set them up with incredible quality. It's the place to go. Tell us again about your great site, kepm.com/gold.
Yeah, so if you go to kepm.com/gold, there'll be a little online submission form and just say, hey, I'm interested in an IRA rollover, whatever it is. And you will talk to one of my schedulers. I've got like 20 of them or something like that. And they will set you up on an appointment with one of my consultants where we'll dig deep, right? We'll listen to you. We'll listen to your fears. We'll listen to your goals. We'll listen to your dreams and what you want done, and help craft a strategy moving forward using gold and silver as a hedge against your other assets that you have. See, I'm not a financial advisor, Alex. I'm not going to talk to people about their stocks, bonds, mutual funds, all that other stuff. It's not what I am. But when it comes to asset protection and preservation, using precious metals to protect and preserve, that's what we're good at. That's what we've done for almost 3 decades. And we can help protect, preserve, grow, thrive, and ultimately bring peace of mind. Because when you put your head down on the pillow at night, I want every single client to know I've done everything I can do.
How much is silver up in the last year?
Well, good grief. It's up 35% in the last 3.5 months. I mean,
So you've been on with us 8 months, and people would have listened to us. Because again, folks, I want to be right. I want to be accurate, and I only go into something like this hard sell because it's simple. He'll help us keep on air and tell the truth, and you get a great product, and you're happy, and you love me, and I love you. I'm like a restaurant. I want you to get a great dinner you love, and you come back, and we all are happy. I mean, it's so that's Christ's philosophy. Well, he goes further. He says, lay down your life for somebody else. I'm a Christian, and I love God. I have a little bit of problem with that. I'll do it for my kids and others, but I certainly want to treat people like I want to be treated. I totally get that. So what is that? What's the golden rule? There's two rules. Like, One is treat others like you want to be treated. You're the theologian. You have a degree in that, too. And the other ones, go further, lay down your life. I have a little problem with that.
Have no other God before you, right? Love your neighbor as yourself, right? Which means you have to love yourself before you can love your neighbor, and love God more than everybody else. And then watch how the world starts to change around you.
I forget the exact, you're the theologian. So there's one like, do unto others as you do unto you. Well, where is that? And then there's the big one from Christ. There's no greater love than to lay down your life for somebody.
Yeah, well, the golden rule is encompassed in those verses where it says, love your neighbor as yourself, right? If you love your neighbor, you're not going to gossip. You're not going to kill them. You're not going to, covet the things that they have. You really have their best interest. But that is secondary to love the Lord your God. Have no other gods. Don't worship idols. Well, here's the problem with America, right? And around the world. An idol can be anything. It can be money. It can be cars. It can be your fame. It can be prestige. It can be all that stuff. You put God first, and then what he's going to do is give you the desires of your heart. A lot of people take that as a prosperity message and thinking, God's going to give me everything I want. No, God is going to give you the desires of his heart into you.
And by the way, I'm 50 now, and I've only experienced this last few years. Like, I never worshiped Hollywood. I never loved things, but I still liked them. Now they take it away. I don't even care. All I care about now is what God wants. That's literally happening. It's like now they have no power over me. None of this matters except what God wants.
Yeah, that's the basis of that verse. God will give you the desires of your heart. He's going to give you the desires that are in your heart rather than you desiring something and saying, God's going to give that to me. No, it's opposite. He will plant in you the desires and then he'll give you the gifts. See, here's the thing I think, Alex, is God will basically equip those that he calls. He doesn't call those that he is already equipped. He'll call you first. You'll step out in faith, and then you'll have the abilities from God to change the world, right? Change people's lives around you, make a difference, which is exactly what you do. You know, for 30 years, you've been doing that. You've been the tip of the spear. This is what I do in the financial world. And it's really just responding to the calling that God planted in our hearts. And then he equips us to get the job done.
No, it's totally true. God has made me a completely different person. God's made me a totally, I'm not perfect. I'm saying now it's all desires of the heart, not of Satan, but of God. It's literally happening. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much. Incredible interview. KEPM.com/gold. People should call you at 720-605-3900. We love you. We appreciate you. Owen Schroyer is coming up live.
Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason, to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time, coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.